The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Good Monday morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time. And of course, let's see, we got a big heavy news day today. man, just things never cease to amaze me, all the goings on. And of course, the Power Hour tries to keep you posted as to the latest in events. And let's see what we got going on here. A reminder of those of you tuning in, you can help support the Power Hour through your donations. I've got this coffee mug right here. It's the Joyce Riley Commemorative Edition coffee mug. And $100 or more donation will get you one of these Knowledge is Power coffee mugs. See, there's the Constitution right there. We're going to be talking about that this morning here. Very bright and early on the show. There's the flag. If we didn't have a Constitution, things might just be like Nazi Germany. There's the Power Hour logo on the other side. So $100 or more donation will get you one of these shipped to you absolutely free. Now, also, we are on Substack, and since it's such a heavy news day today, and I'm probably not going to get to cover everything, that means we've got an after hour coming at you on Substack later on in the day. To tune in for all the discussions and everything, you can go to Substack and subscribe to that. But you can subscribe absolutely free to get our Power Hour newsletter. That's thepowerhour.com. You can go there, sign up. Besides going to Substack at thepowermall.com, you can also subscribe to our newsletters, get news highlights and other information you may have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health. That's important. We've got two new radio stations joining our list, growing list of radio stations. And of course, if you're out there listening to this Monday morning cast for the first time and you're a radio station program director, contact us at support@thepowerhour.com to find out how you can carry our broadcast, of course. And, of course, if you're one of our Power Hour listeners and you're saying, hey, how come I don't have it on my local radio station? Well, all you got to do is initiate the phone call, ask for the program director, and recommend that they carry us. And they can contact us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we'll hook them up. Then, of course, listeners can also send donations for our shortwave frequency directly to WWCR. We're on 7.490 all over the world. And, of course, if you want to get the shortwave broadcast, you can, you know, help us out there. Send WWCR a check directly. Put the Power Hour in the memo line so the check is credited to the right account. WWCR is the Worldwide Christian Radio, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. That will get you in there. All right, now here's the interesting thing that we're going to tell you about. This is pretty scary for those of you out there that are worried about your right to privacy and your Second Amendment right to bear arms. Don't know if you heard, but last Wednesday, we had a gun shop owner in Great Falls, Montana. Yeah, they came in heavy, folks. We're talking about 20 armed IRS and BATF agents raiding a gun store in Great Falls, Montana, Highwood Creek Outfitters. We have the owner, Tom Van Hoos, on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
You know, that must have been, you know, the wrong way to wake up. I mean, you show up at, what, 7:30 in the morning your time, and all of a sudden all these black SUVs come rolling up. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened. I will say one thing positive, and that is all of the agents were very professional, very courteous. And unlike some of the other Alphabet agencies, they did not trash my place, so I thank them for that. However, what they did, and there's just obviously no reason to have come in that heavy. I have no idea. All I can say is they spent 10 hours here, and most of the time they spent was looking through my 4473s. That was a huge violation of all of our rights.
Well, the thing is, and I had to do some reading because I don't want to be ignorant here, Tom. The 4473, that is a form that people fill out when they're trying to purchase a firearm. Am I right about that?
That is correct. That is the form from which a background check is conducted if you don't have a Montana concealed carry permit.
Ah, okay. So if you have the Montana concealed carry permit, it means you've already been backgrounded and approved, and so that form would not be necessary.
But you do still have to do the form, but it doesn't go through the NICS background system.
I got you. All right. So this is the thing, folks. I'm trying to clarify what's going on here because the headlines are now reading, "It begins like the monster awakens." And see, the thing is that, you know, when somebody says that you got raided by 20 heavily armed, and I'm like, oh my God, they came in with MP5s. It was another Waco or Ruby Ridge waiting to happen. And it's like, I'm glad you were cool about the whole thing. What was going through your head?
It was pretty daunting. I mean, you know, you got everybody in full battle rattle kit and ARs and lights, and you know, it was if they wanted to make a statement to the public, they put on a very good show. If you know anything about gun shops, we don't make the kind of money that would have justified the expense for the amount of, you know, the number of agents that were here. They brought them from three different states. It was glad it wasn't overkill because I'm still alive. But you wonder when all you see all that show up.
Yeah, I mean, three different states. Now, how did you ascertain that? I mean, did they tell you they were from three different states while they were there?
Yeah, they were. Oh. They were cordial. I mean, you know, that didn't mean they weren't going through my sock drawer and every nook and cranny, you know, of the space here. Which, you know, they get paid to do a job. I wouldn't want their job, and hopefully fewer and fewer people will want their job. I did get confirmed, though, that 89,000 armed agents are still in the appropriations. It did not get nixed in the last budget deal. So, welcome, folks. You're going to have however many agents we have now times a lot more.
This is pretty scary stuff, folks. If you are not paying attention, you better be now, because Tom Van Hoos can tell you for sure. Here's the thing. I'm looking at the summary of a 4473 form, and you are required to maintain those records for 20 years, according to the law. Am I right?
They just changed that. I think it was last year or the year before. We now have to keep them the life of the business, and when the business closes, the ATF collects them all.
Ah, okay. Wow. So they changed that. So the problem that a lot of us have, I think, Tom, and I can get your take on this, is that when they come in there, how many, you said that they took 10 years worth of your forms?
Yeah, there were the search warrant had from 2017 forward, and they took them 2013, 14, 15, 16. But here's the thing, folks. If you go back and read or go back and look at the original Red Dawn movie, when the folks come in and start taking control of America, the first thing they do is go after 4473s, and they go from the 4473 to your house and start looking for your guns.
That's the scary part, Tom. That's the thing that should have every single gun owner, anybody that owns a firearm in America, that should have you just scared, you know, S-less. To for lack of a better term, since we're on the radio, we can't say that, but you know where I'm coming from on that. Now, the thing is that if you're required to keep the documents, and they came in with a search warrant and they took more documents than what the search warrant said they could take, is there some sort of legal consequence here?
Well, that's an interesting thing to find out. I finally found an attorney that would take my case, and you have no idea what it costs to fight the IRS. Anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000. So we're putting up a give, send, go account. It's the conservative version of GoFundMe. and we're going to try to fight them to get our records back. But the search warrant only had financial data. There's no financial data on a 4473. I don't get it.
Okay, there is a case law that was, I think it was out of the 10th Circuit, called U.S. versus Leary, and that's where IRS agents came in and took more stuff than the search warrant allowed, and all of this stuff was disallowed when it got to court. U.S. versus Leary. So if you're an attorney, I did a lot of research on that, because this is the IRS now. And I got to wonder why, you know, the first thing when I read the article, I'm going, wait a minute, IRS too? I thought that when you're doing gun owners, it clearly says BATF. But what people don't understand is that 18 USC 922 contains references to the Internal Revenue Code. You think that's why the IRS showed up?
I have no idea. If they think we made buku money that we didn't report, because it's a criminal investigation, so... if you know anything about mom and pop gun shops, there's no way in the world we could have made enough money to justify the expense they spent that day. And local ATF were very good. They were here to kind of moderate what's gun stuff and what's tax stuff. And we've always had a good relationship with local ATF. They're very professional folks. There was 20 IRS agents and one ATF agent.
Oh, my. See, and the way it looked at me is like they were just is one big, huge gang pile that, but all these IRS agents show up. And it's either the warrant says tax, it says tax records, financial records, yet they took 4473. See, now the thing is that, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I might be misunderstanding. But if the law requires you to keep all those records for that length of time until, you know, you just said that the law changed, so you have to hold on to those records until the store closes, and then you have to turn them into the ATF, which I would be assuming the local ATF. Well, if they take all your records from all the way back to 2013, which is to me government overreach, aren't you not then in compliance with the law? If the law requires you to keep the records?
Oh, you're exactly correct. So, I'm in Never Never Land up here, man. It just keeps getting more interesting by the day.
Has anybody else asked you that question as far as compliance with the law? Because the law says they have the right to come in and inspect, but taking them kind of like, wait a minute, you're breaking one law to enforce another. You're telling Tom Van Hoos here that we have the right to come in. We have a search warrant. Well, search warrant means find the documents, but then they take more documents than what they're supposed to take. You know, folks, if you think that you know, Tom is just the tip of the iceberg here, this is exactly what's going on.
Gun shops all across America are being raided by different agencies. And they're going after shops like ours. We sell the fun guns, the scary uh-huh. guns to some people. And we're a small business, so if they can't find a reason to put us out of business because we did something wrong, they can sure as heck try to bankrupt us, which is the fate I'm looking at right now with the amount of tax attorney fees I'm going to have to try to come up with.
Oh, my, tax attorney. But what are they going to use as evidence? A 4473, that's not a tax form, is it?
Well, but again, you know, and I don't think there's anything here that they could charge me with. You know, everybody that knows us, we run pretty tight margins. There's no way we could have absconded with the hundreds or millions or whatever they think we didn't report. Gun shops just don't have that kind of margin.
Right. Well, see, the fact of the matter is that the local BATF knows you, knows the store.
Yep.
And they never have given you a hassle up until this point in time, and then they were there strictly to monitor what was going on.
Yep.
Yeah, this is crazy, folks.
Yeah, when the IRS comes after you, they've got the full faith and the legal credit of the United States government, and they expect us to kowtow, and it's time for folks to stand up and go, wait a minute, if they can come after a small business owner in Great Falls, America, everybody else better get puckered up.
Well, yeah, see, that's the thing.
Especially with 89,000 armed IRS agents.
Yeah, and these guys, half of them don't even know how to use their weapons. I've been reading some of the records of their target practice, and they're like Barney Fife can't hit the broadside of a barn. They'd be lucky if they don't shoot themselves in the foot. In fact, I heard one of them did. The bigger picture here, Tom, is now that you're in this legal fight to get your records back, I would think that the non-compliance with federal law by them taking the records. Now, obviously, what I think is going to happen with these 4473s, because they are 8.5 by 11 inch forms, is they're going to go about scanning every single one of these things into a database. Would that be an accurate estimate?
I'm guessing anytime a government has a form, it goes into a database. And even if we get the records back now, who else has that information? That's the question, and we'll never know.
And so how many boxes do you think they took out, they give you a receipt for?
Oh, I'd have to go back and look at the receipt. It's 23, 25, something like that, banker boxes. And
oh, gosh.
There's over 10,000 records.
So anybody, and most of the people that purchased in your store were Montana residents.
Yep. Yeah. And now, most people purchase from us because we do paper forms. If you go to a gun shop and they have an electronic tablet that you fill out, or if you go to a gun shop and their inventory is carried in the cloud instead of on a paper acquisition disposition book, all that information goes to the cloud. Everything that's electronic that you do in a gun shop, you go to your box store gun shop, and all of that information immediately is uploaded to the cloud. And, of course, we know that nobody can see the cloud, right?
Yeah, we know who has access, yeah. Uncle Sam has access to Uncle Tom's records. This is the thing that bothers
and
me.
And everybody else's.
Now they know who owns the guns. Because they're going to go through here and they're going to make a list, and you believe that they're going to start going door to door, like what we've seen on these Ring doorbells, where ATF are showing up at the door trying to confirm who's got guns, and whether, you know, people have a right to say, go away, I'm not answering your question. The worst thing you could do is open your door and talk to these people. That's my understanding. And I'm not giving legal advice here, but, you know, there is this threshold rule that if you open your door and you let these agents in, it's no holds barred. You just let them in your premises. Your Fourth Amendment rights went woohoo out of there.
I'm so miffed about this whole thing that I'm just going to let loose on you here. Stalin said it doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. Well, now we're in a banana republic where it doesn't matter who makes the rules. It only matters who enforces the rules.
No kidding. Yeah, no, that's for sure. I agree. And you go ahead and let loose all you want, because, I mean, you have a right to do this. I'm curious to find out, have any of your customers contacted you since?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our shop's open. We've got people. We're still doing normal business. I'm getting contacts from all over the U.S., people, you know, forms of encouragement. And, again, if we can get Give, Send, Go to allow us to have an account, if you could contribute to help us spend money fighting the federal government, we would sure appreciate it. If anybody knows how to do Give, Send, Go, or get one of these crowdfunding things up to help us out, please contact us.
Right. And see, the thing is that USCCA and places like that, their insurance doesn't cover businesses, do they, FFLs?
I don't believe so. And then, you know, even National Shooting Sports Foundation, they could come in and help. Gun Owners of America could help. NRA could help. They have, you know, huge resources. And I would hope one of those organizations would reach out to me, because they know intimately the laws, and they lobby in D.C. all the time, and they could bring the appropriate pressure to get this thing brought to complete light.
Yeah, well, I would think that this is something that not only your customers, you know, calling their congresspeople in Washington and asking, you know, why, A, they came in heavy. Here it is at 7:30 in the morning. Nobody's at the store except you. And all of a sudden, it's like, surprise, surprise, Gomer, is that you? You know, the thing is that even if they were polite, Tom, the problem is that this sets the stage. I've called other gun shop owners since that are mom and pops, just like you. And they're like freaking out. It's like, oh, you got to be kidding. That happened?
They should be freaking out. Yeah.
What about all the corporate stores?
Got video, all the corporate stores not to worry about it. I better watch what I say. They have, let's just say, so far up the government, you know what, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and they want all
small businesses out of business. Corona, when that hit, there was a third of mom and pop businesses went out, but the big box store sure did well.
Yeah, they did. And that's something that we have pointed out on this show, and I appreciate you bringing it up again, Tom. But this is the thing. If people up in Montana, and you are listening to the show, and all of a sudden you start getting visits from IRS or ATF agents, you know, I would think that the local ATF up there who knows you, I mean, do you sell Barrett M82A 150 caliber rifles up there?
I have.
Yeah, that's probably one of the things that's got them scared, because Waco had one, and, you know, the militia of Montana had one, or the Minutemen or whatever they were up there. You know, see, part of the problem is when you've got this population up there that the feds are paying attention to, it's like, you know, where's the freedom? You think that you've been spied on for the last 2 years?
We were surveilled by the FBI 2 years ago. For who knows why, even the local sheriff wasn't contacted. And when he found out, we had to get a, we thought a guy was casing the joint to break in and steal. And the local cop showed up and said, "Hey, who are you? What are you doing? Why are you taking pictures of this place?" And the guy finally flipped out an FBI badge. So local law enforcement got the guy's name. And the sheriff looks into it, and the sheriff's like, "This is my county. What's the feds doing here surveilling a small business?" And they told the local sheriff, I think, that they told him he had not the appropriate security clearance to know why. And like, what the heck is that about?
Oh, my.
Who walked into my shop that, you know, or, you know, why am I on their radar? Homeland Security interrogated this one to know where we were on January 6th. And I'm like,
oh,
I knew the
no.
agent. I said, "Jay." Oh, no. I knew the agent. I said, "JD, you know damn good and well we weren't anywhere near the Capitol on January 6th. And then they put us on the Homeland Security Domestic Terrorist Watch List.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yep.
See, this is the problem, folks, I have with all of this stuff, because once they start ramping up on an individual, now you I know you probably haven't done a thing wrong, and your records are probably squeaky clean, but like you said, you figure that since, you know, that you've been on the radar, that they're just looking for a reason to try to close it down so nobody else can buy guns. Now, you brought up the movie Red Dawn. Obviously, you've seen that multiple times, and you understand one of the reasons why. And every time they come out, like Biden is sitting there talking about gun stocks, and, well, if you have one of these pistol braces, then you can carry and use bigger size caliber ammunition. And I'm like, what a moron.
Well, go back to his October. I think it was his October thing with the blood red curtains behind. He said he was going to take all of America's guns. Well, guess what, folks? They're ramping up.
Yeah, see, and every other mom and pop gun store out there, if you know somebody out there and you're listening to the show right now, you need to go to those people and tell them what happened here. Tell them to listen to the show, share the broadcast with them, because I'm telling you, this is pretty scary stuff, because the next thing that happens once they have those records, and it's not like they didn't have them before, especially if you're one of these corporate places, or even if you're a mom and pop that uses electronic transaction equipment that goes up into the cloud that they have access to. The thing is you still, being a small mom and pop business, you're subjected to all sorts of torment, like Tom Van Hoos is up in Great Falls, Montana. But what really gets me now is what your future customers have to look forward to. Do you have any warnings for them?
Yeah. What do? You know, by private party, if you go to a gun show, they surveil the gun shows. They have license plate readers at every gun show. You pull into a gun show, they know you're there. what do you do? They're trying every way they can to shut down legal transactions to legally capable owners, and this is just one more way to shut it down.
Yeah, see, now that's a tip that most people, I'm not sure you're aware of. And I always like the fact that people can go around Tom and go, well, I got nothing to hide. Well, you know, you have rights to privacy. But again, you know, when they come in and the warrant says one thing and they take more than what the warrant says, that's a U.S. Yep. versus Leary case all waiting to happen. And yeah, they went after the IRS on that when the court said IRS screwed up when they did that. So I'm hoping that your legal counsel will do this. And folks, you know, this is one. What's the name of your Gibson Go account for the record?
We don't have it set up yet. We're trying to get it set up and we're trying to go through the process. But as soon as I get it, I will shoot you a link. And anyone out there that's listening to your show, thank you so much for listening to these kinds of shows. We have to work together, and you need to support this gentleman. It's just really important that America finally gets off their tush and unites, and we support the true side of our country, which is currently being run over.
Well, the Second Amendment, you know, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And, you know, when you look at 18 U.S.C. 922, a lot of that covers federal firearms dealers. It doesn't cover the average Joe on the street. And the Supreme Court, as a matter of fact, just ruled on Second Amendment issues. Were you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the courts eventually do rule, but the bump stock thing 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, they started taking people's bump stocks, and the court said you can't do that. It was a legal thing. The ATF allowed these things into the public purview. They were accepted in the public, and it's the same thing with the arm brace. I mean, but the courts always drag their heels and let this stuff go on way too long. And in the meantime, you walk out your door in the morning, you're a friggin' criminal. You can't not violate some rule somewhere.
No doubt. Well, and see, the unanimous Supreme Court just ruled that people convicted of gun crimes can spend less time in prison, according to the ruling on Friday. Sentences for certain gun crimes can run concurrently, according to the nation's top court. And of course, who wrote the unanimous decision siding with the convict? Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, a Biden appointee. So, yeah, I'm surprised. I'm glad you're the one who's laughing, Tom, because, when I read that, I'm just shaking my head.
I guess everybody gets something right sooner or later. Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, you know, it's been great talking to you. We're coming up to our break right now. And, you know, I just hope to God your business stays open and fight the good fight. Let us know when your Gibson Go account gets set up, if you would.
We'll shoot it to you. Thank you so much. Support this guy, folks. He's important.
All right. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you. God bless you for the work you're doing. We're going to be back after the break with more news and maybe a phone call or two. Get your reaction to what you just heard after these messages.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. For those of you listening, the phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. If this didn't scare the living bejesus out of you, this last 30-minute segment that we just did with Tom Van Hoose up in Montana, nothing will, because this should send chills down everybody's spine that is a law-abiding gun owner. You are not a domestic terrorist. You are trying to do the right thing to protect yourself. The Second Amendment guarantees you that. If you have anything you want to chime in on, you're more than welcome to do it. And just a reminder, your donations help keep the Power Hour in the air, especially helping to fund the shortwave frequency. If you need more information about who we are, you can visit us at thepowerhour.com, where we even have a forum where you can share information with each other. You can visit us on Substack as well. I'll be posting an after hour today because of our heavy news content. Seems to always happen on Monday because there's so much junk happening in the weekends, including the supposed Juneteenth celebration in Chicago, where 21 people were shot, one fatally. And all the rest of them, I think three are in critical condition in local hospitals. And Chicago's got strict gun laws. Sure. Okay. So you know what happens when they take everybody's guns away? Then only the criminals have the guns. And the criminals include people like what Tom was talking about. Because these people overextended. From the sounds of things, they overextended. You can look up the case. U.S. v. Leary, L-E-A-R-Y. That is a 1980s case. You need to look at that because that talks about government overreach and search warrants. So as a paralegal, I study this stuff religiously, and I'm not sitting here patting myself on the back. I'm as equally as concerned about what just happened up there as you are, considering the fact that you're going to have a possible visit to your door if they start raiding your local gun shops. Understand, that's our first of today's top stories. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon, by the way, has handed down an order in connection with former President Trump's classified materials case. In her Thursday order, she instructed all parties involved to obtain security clearances for the lawyers who will need them. The order appears to emphasize the sensitivity of the case. It is dealing with classified materials that a president could access. On or before June 16, 2023, all attorneys of record and forthcoming attorneys of record shall contact the litigation security group of the U.S. DOJ. Oh, geez. It's like the pot calling the kettle black. If they have not done so already to expedite the necessary clearance process for all team members they anticipated to participate. So in other words, we have to do a proctology exam on your past. Even if you're an attorney, we're going to look into every nook and cranny of your life. Bend over and spread them. Yeah, that's the kind of in-depth examination they'll do. Worse than if you filled out a Form 4473, we were talking about in the last segment of the show. On their way to attend their niece's wedding in July of 2021, fourth-generation farmer Ed Fishbach of Millette, South Dakota, and his wife made a quick stop to check the mailbox. His wife goes to the mailbox. I know y'all like stories. She pulls out a handful of letters, and within the handful of letters was an envelope from a company she'd never heard of, Summit Carbon Solutions. She opened the letter and began reading it. Dear landowner, the letter began innocently enough, but as she continued reading, her jaw nearly dropped. What do you think was inside the letter? We want you to sell us part of your land so we can run a carbon pipeline across it. And so apparently they held a meeting regarding this, and a whole bunch of farmers who got this letter showed up. And they're all banding together to try to fight this pipeline project in South Dakota, just so you know what's going on here. See, sometimes... And it goes right back to the NIMBY process. NIMBY, N-I-M-B-Y, not in my backyard. That's what it means. And see, people sometimes don't pay attention until the NIMBY factor manifests itself. And then when that happens, it's like, oh, they're in my backyard now. What do I do? See, why do we have to wait that long till they show up in your backyard? This is just like what we can all anticipate if they're trying to do a gun grab. This will be Nazi Germany all over again. First, they want to find out, okay, you have paper forms. We want them. So Tom Van Hoos just warned all these other mom-and-pop gun store owners, which if you know one of them, you better call them up and have a serious conversation with them and tell them to listen to the show. I've already done that. I've already had conversations with gun store owners. Did that over the weekend, believe it or not. Because, I mean, this stuff, you can't make this stuff up. This is pretty serious stuff. Due to a schedule impasse, RFK Jr. appears poised to win the New Hampshire primary. Now, wait a minute. What happened to Hair Sniffer Joe? Well, in what some Republican leaders are calling a classic case of cutting off your nose to spite your face, Biden could lose his own party nomination to RFK Jr. in New Hampshire's historically important primary in the race for the presidency. Biden's successful push to recalendar New Hampshire's longstanding first-in-the-nation primary, making it second to South Carolina, means the president's name will likely not appear on the state's Democrat primary ballot. Both Republican and Democrat leaders in New Hampshire, meanwhile, vowed not to yield to the schedule change and have cited a state law that prohibits the move anyway, which leaves RFK Jr. and Marianne Williamson to take the state's Democratic nomination. Biden's recent vow not to campaign in the Granite State increases the already high likelihood that Biden's name won't be on the ballot. Well, that might be a godsend to a lot of us, but the thing is that how many electoral votes does New Hampshire actually have? You see, there are bigger fish to fry out there, and they're not worried about it, right? Think about it before you go jump up and down and do the yippee-ki-yay like Bruce Willis did in, in Die Hard, you know? House Judiciary Committee... Yeah. Well, they got wind of something that just happened. An IRS agent used an alias and false pretenses to make a tax inquiry during a visit to an Ohio resident's home in April. And it got wind, I mean, 3 months, you know, can't say just happened, but I mean, the House Judiciary Committee just got wind of it. Committee Chairman Rep. Jim Jordan of Ohio laid out the details of the incident, which he's described as bizarre, in a letter over the weekend to IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel, asking Werfel for an array of documents related to the matter. First off, what normally happens with the IRS is you get a letter telling you that you have been selected for an audit or an inquiry, and to bring your records to this particular IRS office as designated in the letter. Now, for somebody to come to your house, flash a badge, use a fake identity, and then get aggressive with a taxpayer, oh, you're asking for trouble. And again, the bigger problem is you got to remember the threshold rule. If you open your door and you have a screen door or a storm door on the outside, this is why most people who are smart keep their storm doors locked so they can't be opened by people like this guy. And then when you open your door, knowing that your storm door is locked, you can talk to them through the storm door and you're not obligated to answer any questions at all. And if they get aggressive, just say, get a warrant and shut the door. Oh, no, no, no. If you unlock that door and you let them across your threshold, no holds barred, buddy. You waived your constitutional rights. Do you understand what I just said? That's not legal advice. That's just common sense knowledge for those of you who have studied law. You should know that. I mean, that's our top five news stories for today. But hey, I had to spend one whole segment talking about your Second Amendment rights because now we're under attack. It's us against them. We the people versus our own government, especially the executive branch, who goes out on the weekend and campaigns in places like Connecticut, where they want to take everybody's guns away, just like Illinois and California, and regulate the living daylights out of people. I mean, I cannot believe the amount of regulations that federal firearms licensed dealers, which is mostly what's under 18 U.S.C. 922, 23, and 24, and this is what they have to. I mean, they got pages and pages and pages of law that applies just to people who sell firearms. Now, we move on to the lower part of the echelon, the customer. The customer comes in, says, I have a concern for my safety, and every time I hear that deviant that eats ice cream the way he does, making comments about taking away my right to own a gun, I think I need to buy a gun. This is what they're thinking. So they go to the gun store thinking, well, you know, I can trust this guy. He's got a good reputation. They go all the Tom Van Hooses of the world, these mom and pop stores who are trying to fly right. And yeah, they do shut down a couple of them here and there on occasion because they did break some part of that law. They didn't keep accurate books and records. But then to come in, you know, armed like that, see, 20 IRS agents, I'm just hoping that people can be civil if this happens to them, because if 20 heavy IRS agents showed up at your doorstep, what would you do? You know, the people that have had it up to here, and I'm holding my hand up to my throat and waving it in a chopping manner, had it up to here, man, they're going to take my rights. They're coming after me. I got nothing else to live for, and that's when the firefight starts. We don't want to really see that, and that is what they're expecting. That's why they get 87 or 89 or however many thousand armed IRS agents there are. If there's 20 showing up at your door heavily armed, you're thinking, well, let's see, how many of them can I take out before I run out of ammo or they get me first? You see, the whole idea is not to even get in that situation in the first place. Don't answer the door. Unless they have a warrant, they have no reason to be at your house, knocking on your door, ringing your Ring doorbell, asking you for proof that you have firearms and where you bought it and all these other questions. Now, if you don't believe me, go to YouTube and watch some of the videos of the Ring doorbells of ATF agents and the Ring tapes, videotapes, everything that's going on. And you can hear attorneys that actually will give you legal advice as to what to say to these morons when they show up, because they're there for one reason and one reason only, to identify you. And you remember what Hitler did in Nazi Germany? It's what he did. He started out with, we need to voluntarily surrender your guns. You don't need them. We'll protect you. You need to register those pistol braces. 255,000 plus people registered the pistol brace. All the rest of the millions said, no, we're not doing that. So now, see, this is why they're going to start ramping up, because they want to see who bought pistol braces, because now they're going to pay him a visit. So if you're one of those not 255,000 that reported it, see, they know you have one now. So, you know, it's like, why? 92% of all convictions come out of the mouth of the accused. Do you understand what your Fifth Amendment rights to the Constitution are? And here in Ireland, the Irish Green Party, the chairwoman of the Irish Green Party said this week, impending hate speech legislation is about restricting freedom for the common good. See about collectivism and how that works? Yep. Green Party Chairman Pauline O'Reilly admitted the intention of the proposed legislation is to further curtail speech in the Emerald Isle, to restrict freedom, but in an Orwellian turn attempted to convince the public this would somehow be in their best interest. Well, we have to take everybody's guns away because we have to stop everybody's freedom of speech because they might say something hateful. I won't even talk about Juneteenth. I won't even talk about it. I'm not even going to acknowledge it. I'm not going to tell you what it's about. You can look it up if you're so damned interested. I'm not, because, you know, to me, it's just another platform. Ask the LA Dodgers how their Pride Night worked out for them. Their stadium hardly had anybody in the seats. You know how big Dodger Stadium is? They got all these guys coming out there dressed like Catholic nuns. Oh, yeah, that whoever was there in the stands, and I'm talking about minuscule. I'll bet you there weren't 1,000 people in all that stadium booing the people when they came out on the field parading around in nuns' outfits. God, if they chased them off, they'd be nuns on the run. Remember that movie? Yeah. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has threatened to use the congressional spending bill to block funding of a visa waiver program for Chile that has been blamed for a sharp rise in organized crime, including home burglaries and robberies in the United States. Seem to have a real problem. Chile won't let the U.S. do criminal background checks on Chilean nationals entering the country on visa waivers, even though thousands of them have been arrested for organized crime in America, according to McCarthy. Now, you see, this is probably, Red Dawn or not, this is probably why people are stocking up on guns, food, and ammo. Oh, take a breath, man. Take a breath. Jordan, meanwhile, I'm talking about Jim Jordan, threatens the White House with subpoenas over social media censorship. Oh, here's what we get. I got a question. When is the White House going to show up? I like the way they write news headlines these days. All this vague and ambiguous news reportings with journalists that can't pull their heads out of their keisters, can't get their facts in order with pinpoint accuracy. Yeah, take it from a card-carrying journalist. Every time I see this, Jim Jordan, that's the headline, threatens White House with subpoenas. Oh, I'd like to see how they're going to do that. They're going to walk up with a subpoena and smack it on the door of the White House, go, here's a subpoena, answer it. The White House is going to go. Crickets. More crickets. More crickets. Yeah. No, they're going to go after White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients, asking him to turn over records on how the White House coerced and colluded with companies and other intermediaries to censor speech. You see, you got to get way down past the headline to read all of this. Yeah, the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Well, what just happened last Wednesday in Great Falls, Montana, should let you know about government overreach. Of course, the DOJ has rejected a House Republican request to disclose information connected to the FBI's search and raid of Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, they're going to fight him on this because, well, it's non-public information about an ongoing criminal investigation. Meanwhile, Jamie Raskin, that rascally Raskin, he's the ranking Democratic member in the House Oversight Committee, has asked the FBI to make public evidence that would confirm that President Biden, that's what he calls him, I don't know about the rest of us, I don't think we do, would confirm that Hair Sniffer Joe isn't under federal investigation for bribery. Raskin's calling out the feds and saying, look, just give us the evidence and show that he's not being investigated. Crickets. Yeah. And there's an analysis that I was reading over the weekend has a lot to do with the people who are throwing their hat in the ring, because not every Republican running for the 2024 election for president has his sights actually set on the presidency. And I started reading this analysis and I said, you know, this makes a lot of sense. Because I'm looking at the fact that all of these different people here, because politicians don't have small egos, all of these people here have the opportunity, if they don't win the nomination for president, to be nominated as VP or for a cabinet post. Wow. Muddying up the pool for your own self-interest. Wow. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Hey, you really hit the spot this morning. There's one rule to follow. Anytime you're stopped by any you know, or any situation where you're talking to law enforcement, number one, you never say a word to them. Not whether the weather is good, nothing. You know, am I wearing dirty clothes? You don't say anything to them. You give them a name, and if you have it, an attorney, give them the name of an attorney and say you can talk with him, and that's all I'm going to tell you. You don't tell them anything, because they will get you a process indictment. You know, they will, you know, they'll trip you up somehow. So never say a word.
Well, as I said, Kevin, before, 92% of all convictions come out of the mouth of the accused. Now, tell you something. Do you know where I heard that from? A district court clerk that handles processes criminal cases told me that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smart clerk. Yeah.
No, she knows. Yeah. I mean, she reads all the stuff that comes in. She reads the plea agreement. She reads all of it. I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, why would she lie to me?
No,
I just got in a conversation with her, you know? I got in a conversation with her on an airline flight one day, going from point A to point B, and that's what I heard. That and how many people are filing bankruptcy now, because, I mean, the economy is sucking wind.
Oh, yeah, and they're telling us that there's no inflation. Real low inflation.
Oh, my.
Well, thank you very much, Dave.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir, for your kind words and donations, and God bless you for everything, and have a great week. Okay. A Vatican official has denied a recent whistleblower's claim it was involved in a cover-up of an extraterrestrial craft. Oh, you must be talking about a UFO. Yeah, David Grush, a decorated Air Force veteran, former senior intel officer, reported to media outlets The Debrief and News Nation that classified information about the government's possession of craft of non-human origin has been illegally withheld from Congress. Grush told interviewers he handed classified information under the craft to Congress and the Intel Community Inspector General, and filed a complaint that he suffered from retaliation since becoming a whistleblower. Publication of his statements on June 5th was followed by a publication of more segments from the interview on June 11th, in which he claimed that Pope Pius XII back-channeled a partially intact UAP Italian dictator Benito Mussolini's regime discovered in 1933. Historically, it's been reported Mussolini documented UAPs, as demonstrated by the Italian Secret Service's internal memo showing drawings of the craft, according to News Nation. So it looks like more than just the United States knows about them. An illegal alien was accused of kidnapping, beating, and raping a woman in what police have called a sadistic attack in Lee County, Florida, over the weekend. Julio Velasquez, an illegal alien who arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border last year, was arrested by Lee County Sheriff's, charged with sexual assault and kidnapping after allegedly picking up a woman from a nightclub, taking her to a wooded location, and beating and raping her before she eventually fled. You see, this is why you can't just look at what's going on in America normal anymore. The new normal is now you got to fear for your life, fear of being assaulted, fear of being raped, fear of being shot at. This is not going to end until we, the people, rise up and start doing something about it. The government's just making it worse. We will be back after the top of the hour break with more news and your phone calls here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.